Hello, welcome back to the show. How are you doing? How's it going? I hope that you're doing well. I hope that you've had time to be creative and to sing and to dance, maybe write songs. Like, what are you guys up to? What are your creative things? Like, what's your creative outlet or your creative passion, your creative craft, your professional goals as an artist? What are they? I would love to hear from you. I am myself, I'm an actor, singer, and singing coach, and right now I'm really focusing on my master's program, my grad program in music and music education, as well as just continuing to sing on my worship team and sing and grow as a singer and perform online and in every way that I can. But yeah, I'm curious. And then of course I also have the Sing Confidently course, so I teach voice through the course, but I'm so curious about you guys. Like, where are you in your creative journey right now? I would love to know, if you've been listening to the show, and you've never reached out to me, well, this is your chance. Come over to Instagram on at Estelle Avberry. That is Estelle Avberry, or you can just click the link below. Down in your show notes, wherever you're listening, I've linked it there. But I would love for you to come over and DM me and let me know, like, what are you singing? Like, what are you loving when it comes to musicals, or like, what auditions are you going to? Like, what are you doing creatively? I would love to hear from you and chat with you a bit about your journey as well. If it's your first time here, hi, my name's Estelle, and I love just helping and inspiring you, people like you who have this creative passion inside of them. That wants to come out, but maybe you struggle with not feeling so confident, you struggle with not feeling like you know where to start. And I really want to help you to live a creative life, the creative life that you definitely want to live. And to do that by starting to sing, and then from there start to perform, start to dance, start to try other aspects of the performing arts. But I love singing, of course, and that is my main form of musical expression, at least in this particular time in my life. And so I love to encourage you to do that, but there are so many other ways to live a creative life, and I'm here for that. So this show is all about helping you do that through interviews, through vocal exercises, through tips on singing and performing and whatnot, and as well as through lots of encouragement. And that's what today's episode is all about. I really want to encourage you and just really give you that support if you are struggling with the phrase or with the wording that you find yourself consistently using of quote unquote used to. Like, I used to do this thing, but now I don't. Like, I used to be a performer, I used to dance, I used to act, I used to sing in the choir, but now I don't. And I don't know, things just got busy. Like, life happens, you know. I had to grow up, I have to be an adult. Like, I can't like be like doing all these creative things. Like, I don't have time for that. Or I wish I could do this as a career, but like, I just like, no, I used to do it, but like, I can't do that anymore. Like, there's no way. If you find yourself telling yourself that, first of all, I know, I get that. Even though I've been singing and performing pretty consistently my entire life, I've also had moments where I kind of like put it to the side and I put it on the back burner. I've had many times where I had to put it on the side because I thought that it wasn't what I should do for my career, even though I knew that God was kind of calling me towards that. I would just, you know, put it to the side. And I would say, yeah, I used to dance more, or yeah, I used to do theater more when I was in high school, but you know, in college, you know, it's, you know, gotta focus on school. And so, meanwhile, like, honestly, like, I loved theater and I loved performing. And so, if you find yourself saying, yeah, I used to do this thing, I used to write songs when I was younger, I used to love to dance, I used to love to choreograph pieces, and I used to love to, you know, write poetry and perform it. And now you're like an adult, or you're getting older, you're going to college, or you are in a job that is full time and busy, and you just have a busy life. Maybe you're in a family, you know, you have a family, whatever it is. Most of you guys listening are like in your 20s, and you're like getting into like the real world, and you're getting into your job and everything, and you are realizing that you actually have a creative passion, and you actually want to live a creative life, and you want a creative career, or you at least want a creative outlet. And you want to be super intentional about it, but you keep saying, yeah, well, I used to do that, but you don't know how to, like, not just have used to do it, but like, you don't know how to, like, actually do it again. Then I'm here for you. That's what this show is all about. That's what this show is here to help you to do, to turn those used to's into I still do, and I am starting to do again. you know, I want to help you get started again and again and again. If you need that encouragement, if you need that reminder to start again, to try again, I want to help you to do that. If you used to dance, if you used to sing in the choir, you can get over those used to's, and you can and you should start singing and performing again today. I have so many episodes that give you tips on what you can do today to grow as a singer, to grow as a performer, to start being more creative, especially if you scroll back to some of my older ones, like what are some things you can do today to start to be more creative. I want you to go and listen to those. And I want you to take action, because the way that you're going to get rid of these used to's, these, like, I used to be a singer, I used to be an actor, I used to be a dancer, I used to perform, I used to love doing choir, oh my gosh, drama club, like, I used to love that, yeah. Let's get rid of those used to's. Let's get rid of those used to's. Let's make them actual, like, present tense, like I still do, by taking steps of action. By being honest with ourselves of, like, this is actually what I want. I want to be creative. Say that out loud to yourself right now. I want to be creative. Say that out loud to yourself right now. I want to be creative. Are you in your car? Are you doing laundry? Are you, I don't know, whatever you're doing. Say it out loud right now. I want to be a creative. I want to be creative. And I'm going to be creative. And I am creative. And I will be creative. And so there you go. You admitted it to yourself. That's what you want. And that's who you are. That's what you're going to be. Okay, great. Great, 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 great. Good. Good first step. Now we're actually going to take small action steps. So it was great that you started by, you know, admitting that, saying that out loud. Love that for us. Now we need to take action on it. We got to do something to really grow and to develop. And I've talked in past, I think a couple episodes ago, actually, from when you're listening to this. Let me go back. I talked about, let's start becoming performers without fear. And I talked about the difference between small steps of growth versus small steps of action. And honestly, with, you know, wanting to get rid of the used to's and wanting to become, like, in present tense, starting to sing, perform, dance, act again, it's okay if it's a step of growth or if it's a step of action. So just to recap, if you go back to listen to that episode, it was episode 170, let's start becoming performers, singers, actors, and creatives without fear. And I talked about steps of growth are when you're taking small steps to, like, develop and grow your skills. So that could be like going to a dance class. That could be watching a singing video online and learning from it, like learning about music theory. It could be learning, coming over to my course. I have a course, you guys, an online course, lifetime access, called the Sing Confidently course. It could be coming to the course and going through that at your own pace and actually learn to sing with confidence. Whatever it is, it's steps that you can take that are going to grow, that are going to grow you and develop that gift. That's steps of growth. Small steps of action are putting that growth into then action, putting it into work, putting it out there. So that's when you're not just, you know, taking a voice lesson or, like, you know, starting to practice writing songs. Now you're writing a whole song and then you're playing that song on your Instagram live. Or now you are going to an open mic night and you're going to perform that poem that you've been practicing and working on, taking small steps of growth on in the background. Now you're going to actually go put it out there, and you're going to do your poem at an open mic night. So do you see the difference? It's a slight difference, but I just decided to separate them because I thought that might be a little bit helpful for you. So you can take a small step of growth and then a small step of action. But the point is that in order for your used to's to go away, so you're not just saying, well, I used to be a dancer, but you are now actively doing it again, you have to take steps of action, steps of growth. You have to take steps, period. Like, you got to move forward. You got to move forward. Because once you start moving forward, it's no longer in the past tense that I was a dancer, I was a singer, and I was an actor. It's now active. You are actively working on it. You are actively growing. You are actively taking action steps. You're actively putting yourself out there. So I want you to really think about this. I want to challenge you, and I really want you to take a piece of paper, take a notepad, take a sticky note, And I want you to write down, I have my sticky notes, so I'm going to write it down too. I'm going to do it with you guys. So if you're driving, obviously say this for later. If you don't have paper around you, you could do it on your phone, your notes app, but you want to be able to have a blank piece in front of you. Okay, I'll give you a second to go find that. Did you get it? Did you find it? Okay. Hopefully you got it. You can pause this if you need to go look. So make sure that you have a piece of paper in front of you. So now you're going to write, you're going to say small step of growth. Okay, so write down small step of growth. I'm writing with you. Small step of growth. And then I did like a colon. So dot, dot. You can do a dash. Doesn't matter. Small step of growth. So what is that one small step of growth that you could do? You've already said out loud, I am a creative. I am a creative. I want to create. Great. Now you have, first of all, you have small step of growth. So what is one small thing that you can do to grow in whatever your creative craft is? Whatever the thing is that you find yourself saying that you used to do and you want to do it again, and you're struggling with feeling like you can, right? What is one small thing you can do? One small thing you can do to grow in that? So go ahead and write that. This can be... a small thing could be, let's say you used to be a dancer. You don't know how to get back into dance. One small thing you can do is you can decide that tomorrow or 1 or 2 days a week or every day the rest of the week, you're going to get up and for 10 minutes, you're going to stretch. You're going to do a stretch. That way you can feel more like into your body, more limber. You're getting into that, you know, mode of moving your body a bit just by stretching. That could be one small step of growth. You're growing in that. You're not putting yourself out there on a dance team yet. That would be a step of action, but you're growing. So one small step of growth. This could be like signing up for a voice lesson. This could be deciding that you're going to practice scales on the piano. Maybe it's that you used to be a pianist. You used to play piano. Whatever it is. So something that is like practice related. So... what's one small thing for me? I know that I am working on writing songs. Although it's not that I used to be a songwriter, but I used to write songs when I was younger. And I know that I really am, like, God is really telling me, like, to get back to that. So that's something I'm working on. So it's going to be to write songs. I have, like, a little song journal. So just write/song/add-on to songs, like, in small ways. At least a few times a week. Okay. So write whatever that is for you. It's all personal to each person. That's fine. And then now write a small step of action. Ooh, this will feel bigger naturally than a small step of growth. It's going to feel bigger because this is like putting it out there a little bit more. It doesn't have to be like putting it on social media or like going like a big thing. It could be like, okay, maybe you used to do theater, you used to act, and now your small step of action would be not just practicing a monologue, which would be a small step of growth, but now you're going to actually go for your local community theater audition, right? That is a small step of action. It's not like a huge thing, like you're not, you know, doing like this huge regional theater, like huge casting call. Like, no, you're going to a local theater, a community theater, a small theater, and going to an audition. Right, that's like a smaller step of action, I think. This for me, so songwriting. So for me, this could be posting a clip of a song that I've written on social media, which I've never done before. So yeah. So now that you've written that down, so take a second. Now, if it feels too big. If the action step feels too big, all you gotta do is take more of the growth steps. Just do more of the growth thing. So if the like audition is still feeling so scary, just do more of the practicing the monologue. Practice the monologue for a few weeks before you then take the step of action. But what is happening is that you're already no longer in the used to. You're no longer, it's no longer past tense. You are now actively doing the thing that you want to do. You're actively doing that creative thing, and it's no longer past tense. So there you go. That is how you get rid of the used to's, and you stop living in the past and saying that, oh, I used to do this. No. Now you're present tense, you're future tense, you're moving forward in little ways. I'm here for you if you need any support in this, but I am so, so proud of you for writing that down. Take that sticky note, make sure you put it on your desk, make sure you put it on your mirror. I don't know where you're going to put it. I'm going to put it on my desk personally. And I want you to, when you are listening to this, I want you to screen, take a picture of this sticky note, and I dare you to come to the performing arts community on Facebook and post it in there, okay? You can also post it in your stories and tag me and say, look, I'm being creative, you guys. Like, I'm putting it out there. You can post on your Instagram stories and tag me at Estelle Avberry on Instagram. I would love, love, love to hear from you. And if it still feels too much to put it out there in the Facebook group or on your Instagram story, then you can just DM it to me or email it to me, and I'd love to still cheer you on. Like, I want to know that you're doing this, that you did the sticky note challenge, this little sticky note activity. Come share it with me. So definitely post it in your stories and post it in the Facebook group. But if those are too overwhelming, then just DM it to me, and I would really, really be so happy to support you and encourage you in that, and like just cheer you on as you are doing this. So yeah, I hope this helps. I hope this helps you start to take that that action to become that creative that you know that you want to be. I'm here for you. Thank you for being here for me and listening. And yeah, definitely check out the Sing Confidently course if you know that you want to start singing and you struggle with confidence. You want to go to that course. It is going to help you take action steps that will help you to grow, to start performing, to start singing with confidence. And I cannot wait to see you in there. Go to creativelybyestelle.com/course to check it out. Thank you so much for being here as always, and I hope you have an amazing day, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you so, so much for listening to today's episode and to this show. I'm so in awe of you for being here and showing up for your creative gifts. That takes courage. Don't forget to join the Performing Arts community on Facebook for support and inspiration as you continue on your journey. If this episode helped or inspired you in any way, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and share it with someone. It means so, so much. Thank you again, and don't forget to keep singing, acting, dancing, performing, and living creatively. Talk to you next time.